T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump says Iran was behind 2 recent attacks on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman, and he says there is video that verifies that. On our newsline, Bronx and Westchester Congressman Elliot Engel, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman, do you agree with the president that Iran was behind these attacks?
Well, I don't think we know for sure, but I think it's likely that they were behind the attacks, given the way that they have acted, have been belligerent to the number one state sponsor of terrorism. So it wouldn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me at all. What I would hope, though, is that the administration would use this to try to, first of all, tone down the rhetoric, and secondly, try to build a coalition with other countries to point a finger at Iran to get them to change their malevolent behavior. So I think that if we're going to use it as a preemptive attack or as a premise for attacking, then I think that we don't do ourselves a great service. But it wouldn't surprise me if Iran was the culprit.
The president has threatened Iran. Is Iran now poking the bear, perhaps, with the U.S. being the bear?
Well, you know, it's difficult to know what the Iranian regime is doing because they've been back and they've been forth. They are the leading state sponsor of terrorism. They're a bad regime, in my opinion. They cause more trouble than they're worth. But I don't think we need to play into their hands. I don't think we need to let them dictate that they've decided, for whatever reasons, it could be internal, it could be external, they decide that now's the time to move them in center stage. We shouldn't be their unwilling dupes. I think we need to be careful about that. Well, yes, we need to point out things. Yes, we need to be careful that we are not... going to go into a war. But they also have to know that they cannot continue to behave this way and have the rest of the world turn its head the other way. But I think that the administration needs to try to tone things down rather than ramp things up.
Most military analysts that we speak with say Iran doesn't necessarily pose a threat to the United States, but it does pose a threat to our allies in the region. Would you agree with that?
Well, yes, I would agree with that. There's certainly a threat to our ally Israel. Israel, of course, can take care of itself, but they certainly are the leading state sponsor of terrorism around the world and have a lousy record and attitude in terms of really being honest in terms of making peace. So I think they need to be watched, but I don't want to start a false narrative to get us into more of a confrontation than we are now. We need to try to tone down the rhetoric rather than ramp it up. But I don't think that we should let Iran off the hook, because I do think that the evidence is there that they provoked this.
So what is the next step for the United States, if anything?
Well, certainly we need to work with our NATO allies. We need to work with Israel. We need to make sure that there is a united effort in condemning this and not allowing the Iranian regime to get away with what it's trying to get away with. But we need diplomacy. We don't need saber rattling. We don't need excuses so that we can go to war. We need diplomacy. That's where I think we should move now.
Congressman Elliot Engel, Democrat from the Bronx and Westchester, chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The congressman on the road today. We're glad you could pick up the phone for a couple minutes. Thanks for talking with us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.